You're listening to Wondering Jews Election Special with Josh and Roy. I'm Roy.
And I'm Josh. This is the podcast where two youngish Jewish dads get baked and wonder about the election.
Yeah, this is a big election, obviously, for everybody in the whole planet, but particularly for those following drug policy reform efforts, marijuana measures, and other drug policy and drug war mitigation efforts. There is so much on the ballot that was successful that I felt we have to do a little recap for our listeners. So that's what we are going to bring for you today. Normal episode drops at its normal time, episode 36. Look for it. For this episode, it's all about the election.
And we can't talk about all of the ballot initiatives that happened on Tuesday without getting stoned ourselves. And so today we will be smoking Gasoline Zest, which tested at 26.8 THC, and it comes to us from Maraki Farms here in Oregon.
I'm very much looking forward to popping open this Maraki Farms Gasoline Zest and diving into our lineup of states to report on. So we're going to spark it up and we'll be right back. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Feeling good?
This joint is no joke.
I know. The last time we smoked this strain, Roy, I was like shooting out real quick into the expanse, and then I got there, and it slowed down, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, I remember that.
I haven't shot yet, but I kind of feel like it's about to start.
It's sort of like the fuse length may vary, you know?
Yeah.
Like being shot out of the cannon, going incredibly fast out into like outer space orbit is like part of the trip. But how long you wait for that to kick in varies. I feel like the fuse is burning.
It's definitely burning, that's for sure. Oh, yeah. It is 9 p.m. on Wednesday after the election. So we have no new information for you, but we do have information on all the drug legalization efforts that happened around the country. And I want to run through them with you, Roy, and see what they make you wonder about.
You know, it was an absolutely huge, huge election night for drug reform. I mean, really, truly unprecedented watershed election for a whole bunch of reasons. Putting them all together in aggregate, it's such a huge deal. You have such a diversity of states. You have states like South Dakota, which went heavily for Trump, and Mississippi, which went heavily for Trump, having huge, huge initiative successes. And then you have major, major states like Arizona, which is a battleground state, and New Jersey legalizing, and Montana. I mean, it really shows that marijuana reform is a bipartisan issue or a nonpartisan issue. It has really broken through. It basically outperformed any candidate in the same state that it was on the ballot for.
I want to go through all of the races individually, but before I do, I have to ask you, do you think in a different election cycle where the top of the ticket wasn't taking in all the energy and the media energy, do you think that nationally people would have been more excited about the gains made?
I think it's actually getting some pretty huge attention. And part of that is because of, you know, not just the marijuana reform measures in the other states that we'll talk about, but the two measures that passed in Oregon, measures 109 and 110, which we talked with our last guest, Diane Goldstein, about back on episode 35. 109 would make it possible for psilocybin mushrooms to be used in the therapeutic setting, basically sort of medical mushrooms in a very defined sense. And that passed with, I think, 56%, the first time it's ever been on the ballot. And marijuana had to be on the ballot I don't know how many times in Oregon before it finally passed, you know, half a dozen at least. And then we'll talk about it in more detail when we get to Oregon, but then measure 110, which decriminalized the possession of small amounts of all drugs. I mean, truly first in the nation, groundbreaking. So that combined with these measures in all of these different kinds of states, different structures, different approaches, and they all passed, they all won. That's the thing, undefeated. It's really, truly amazing. And my hat is off to everyone who worked on every one of those campaigns, because I've been there and I know how hard that is. So Yasher Koa, as we say.
So let's get into the states. Voters in New Jersey approved Public Question 1, which legalized the possession and regulated the sale of marijuana for adults. And that actually passed by 67%.
What other issue can you think of where you're getting 2 out of 3 Americans to agree on anything?
Yeah.
Big fucking deal. That's a huge win in New Jersey. And like mad props to like the people who made that happen in New Jersey. What excites me the most about the New Jersey win is, well, one, it's another notch on the board. It's another step towards the inevitable federal legalization and regulation, which I think could happen as soon as next year. But it's next door to New York. So like New York is going to lose all that fucking revenue that they would be getting if they had legalized, but they, for reasons beyond my capability to understand, haven't gotten there yet.
It just relieves so much pressure in New York. You know, I remember when Washington State became legal before Oregon, and there's just so much demand. It's nice to release it.
Yeah, so it's going to be good for consumers. It's going to be good for cannabis consumers in New York for damn sure. It's going to be very good for cannabis activists in New York because they're just going to be able to say, look, $3 out of $4 spent in New Jersey dispensaries is spent by New Yorkers. Like that money should be staying in New York.
And it's going to make the train smell better.
It's going to make everything smell better. New Jersey is the Garden State, so it is fitting.
In Mississippi, voters approved Initiative 65 to legalize medical marijuana. And this is Mississippi, and that approved by 74%.
That is a staggeringly good success. I mean, there's always the on the one hand. On the one hand, it's 2020, and they're just getting the permission to use it medically. It's so fucking far behind where the rest of the country is. It's Mississippi, who also, I just saw, voters approved a new state flag, getting rid of the flag they've had for 126 years, the one that has the Confederate symbol on it. And now there's a new Mississippi state flag, and it's got like a wreath of like flowers of some kind. It's very pretty. Point is, huge, huge deal for Mississippians because they are the most fucked. You know, their criminalization of marijuana has been the most extreme. You can get like years in prison for possession of marijuana there. So this is a very, very big deal.
Yeah, the first step is always the most important. Good on them.
Yeah, yeah, huge. And this, and same thing, it will put pressure on other southern states who have not yet done this, whose, you know, residents will be going across state lines to Mississippi from Georgia and Alabama and Texas and Louisiana, and all of those states need to get on the damn train already.
In South Dakota, voters approved Amendment A that legalized marijuana for adults and also legalized medical marijuana as well. So it was a twofer.
A twofer. This is absolutely humongous that a state like South Dakota would not only pass any marijuana reform, because it has been so difficult in those states to get any traction, but to be able to simultaneously pass medical and rec had never been done before.
The medical initiative approved by 69%, but the adult use was only 53%.
And that makes sense. That makes sense. Like far more people support it for medical use. There are people who still think it's, you know, a dangerous substance that should only be used with a prescription. And, you know, even those people are supporting that shit. Amazing work by the South Dakota campaign, because that was very, very uphill.
I've never been stoned in such flat places before.
I would just have the desire to just start walking in any given direction and just keep walking. That would stress me out. I need some landscape.
Yeah, I do too. So I need some, I'd be careful over there.
Yeah.
Moving further west, in Montana, voters approved Initiative 118 and 190 that legalized marijuana for adults as well. And that was 57% and 58%, and yet they had two of them that were connected.
Wasn't one of them like a fake-out initiative and the other one was like a legit one, or was that a different state?
That was in Mississippi, that there was a fake.
Oh, that was in Mississippi.
Yeah, where they there was another initiative. It was 65A that was the opposite. They tried to, you know, confuse people.
That so perfectly represents the prohibitionist mindset. We're going to lie to you and mislead you, but it's for your own good.
The last state in the marijuana category is Arizona, which legalized as well. And that passed by 60% of the vote. And that's the one I'm most excited about, honestly, because the Southwest flights, you know, go through Phoenix a lot of the time.
This is very true. And also there's a huge senior community there that will benefit dramatically, and that this removes the stigma, because Arizona had medical, but there was still a lot of stigma around it and the access wasn't great. You know, I haven't seen any polling about this yet, but like I would be curious to know how the marijuana legalization measure being on the ballot helped with turnout that ultimately led Arizona to go toward Biden.
I actually think it probably did play a role.
People who might not have been interested in voting would vote for this issue and then they would vote up ticket. I mean, but that's not to say that there aren't also Trump supporting marijuana legalization supporters, because that's definitely a category of people. For whatever reason, they support Trump, but they also like weed. Ann Coulter is a conservative deadhead. And so there's a whole like subculture of Republican Grateful Dead deadheads, which blows my mind.
I do find the Arizona retirement lifestyle with golf carts and joints very appealing. I could be talked into that.
I could see you doing that tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm ready to do that, you know, honestly.
You should. Just buy a place in Scottsdale, work remotely, just get yourself a golf cart, you're all set.
Oh, man, that would be nice.
So, yeah, I mean, Arizona's huge. And then I just wanted to say, when one state would legalize, it would be a big news night. When two states would legalize, it would be a big news night. But, like, this is like, you know what, it's New Jersey, Montana, South Dakota, and Arizona. Four states legalizing in one night. That's amazing.
Those were all the cannabis initiatives on the ballot tonight. And then in Oregon, there were two measures on the ballot. The big one, measure 110, the first like all drug decriminalization measure in the country. And that was approved by 61% of the voters. And then the second, measure 109, which legalized medical mushrooms, right, Roy?
Yeah, that's right. It's going to create a framework over the next couple of years for how providers, clinicians, people who would administer mushrooms to somebody and then sort of provide therapy during that experience and then help them do integration afterwards, which is a super amazing field of counseling and therapy and healing. But it would basically create a framework for how they would develop and grow the mushrooms and test them and administer them and all of these regulations that have to be created. But it's a big ass deal. It's a huge deal for a state in the country, because there's a lot of interest in this worldwide, and this will attract a tremendous amount of talent and money to Oregon to do this work. The night of the election, I didn't actually look at any returns for anything else. I only looked at the drug policy races. It was the only thing I wanted to focus on, because the other stuff I had less control over or less investment in a way. But it was just also a way to sort of narrow my focus. And it was just so amazing to see all the good news from all over the country, like blowing up on Twitter in real time. You know, it was like, it was very exciting. You know, props to everyone. And then also a reminder, you know, like there are still many states that are not there yet. It is still federally illegal. It is ridiculous. It needs to be like a first 90 days of the Biden administration deliverable. Just fucking sign an executive order that declassifies it, frankly, that shuts down the whole Controlled Substances Act, but that, you know, that declassifies it from the CSA and sets Congress to creating a framework for its regulation. Done. I wrote it for you. You're welcome, Joe Biden. Regardless, frankly, of who you support, this is a very big night. This is a very important win. So people who support Trump can still be happy about these wins, and people who support Biden can still be happy about these wins. And what I would encourage everyone to do is to not sit on their like haunches about these victories, which are all great, but either get involved in how those things go into effect. How you legalize is just as important as whether you legalize, arguably more important. Because if you fuck it up, you have a shitty system like Illinois or a mediocre system like Washington, or you could have a kick-ass system like Oregon. It really matters who controls the legislative process of creating those frameworks for that state's marketplace. So get involved in that and get involved now. And then also like think about who's going in 2022. You know, like it's all fucking people power.
Any 2022 state predictions?
You know where I would love to see national attention focused is on Hawaii. Hawaii, interestingly enough, has medical marijuana but has no legalization and has faced a lot of resistance from the island, particularly from the law enforcement community, who's been very, very influential. And so Hawaiians deserve to have legal marijuana. They grow some of the best fucking cannabis on earth. As you might know, if you listened back to the Hawaii episode way at the beginning of this podcast, where I went with my brother and got catatonic on an edible. Hawaiians deserve to not be incarcerated for weed anymore, not have to go through some stupid hoops to get it for medical purposes. They should just be a plant that is free to Hawaiians to use. So I'd love to see the national community get behind Hawaii and make legalization happen in the legislature in 2021 or by the ballot in 2022.
Well, I'm always willing to go to Hawaii.
You know, I'll take one for the team, man.
Well, this has been great, Roy. Until we get together again, it's always nice seeing you.
A pleasure. A shout out to Gasoline Zest, which is a hell of a strain. I'd grow the shit out of this. And congratulations to everyone on a huge drug policy reform night and taking real steps in ending the drug war. Keep wondering.